Well, before we get started, one line of one of the songs that was sung stuck out to me. That was 144. Real quick, we'll read that and then we'll ask the Lord for help. 144, third verse. Take my lips and let them be filled with messages for thee. That is my prayer for this evening. Let's ask the Lord for help. Our God and our Father, we thank you for bringing us together, journeying mercies on the roads here, the good food, the fellowship, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for all the blessings and provisions you've made for us. We ask that you would give us a blessing here and help us to be able to meditate on it and truly think about it, Lord. Help us not to get sidetracked by other things, Lord. We enjoy the fellowship. We enjoy the music. We even enjoy the sports, Lord, but we ask that you would be at the center of our minds and our hearts. Lord, I ask for help in speaking. I ask, Lord, that you would bless this time in the name of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
So I was asked to speak, and I had no idea what to speak on. And there's two things I'm scared of: public speaking and heights. So I'm going to give this a shot. What I feel the Lord has put on my mind and my heart is camp. Camp, this time where we gather together and we have that fellowship, that communion, we get that little taste of heaven. That little mountaintop experience, if you will. And we get that in Scripture. We see the disciples go with Jesus onto the Mount of Transfiguration. They come down, and I'm going to talk about that part where we come down from camp, where we get back to the daily grind, to our lives. So since I have a bad memory, I wrote some notes down, so I'll try to stay on track. So the first thing that I had in mind was camp in and of itself. What is it for? Does anyone want to try to explain why do we have this camp? I don't have a specific answer, but a general idea. So if you have Anthony.
For fellowship and spiritual food.
Correct. That's right. Does anyone else have a thought?
Encouraging each other.
Encouraging each other. Yep. One more. Ben. Sorry, take your time. Fellowship? That's right. A lot of this is about fellowship. A lot of it is about coming together, reuniting and strengthening, holding fast what the Lord has given us. Coming together as Christians out of the world, separating a time to be able to come together, refreshing our spirits, so to speak, to be able to go back out and to live it. Oftentimes we find that we enjoy camp and we feel really good afterwards. And it's kind of like New Year's resolution, if you will. We get home after camp and we're like, all right, I'm ready. And it kind of just, a week goes by, a month, and it kind of just dies out. And sadly, that's part of our nature. We have those two great opposing natures, the flesh, sinful nature, and the new nature, the new man. So that's part of the curse is we forget. And that's why we have this camp. That's why Steve organized it with Beth and all the helpers, Tim, there's many more, but gotta chug along, so. So what can we do? This little taste of heaven, we can take a blessing from it. Take a little something from a meeting. Yeah, life's gonna come. You're gonna have those trials, and it's gonna seem like, man, this is rough. And I was looking at this verse when I was singing, and this is a reminder. That's one of the reasons we're here at camp, to remind ourselves what we're doing. what our hope is. Our hope is Christ. And it says, when you go through deep waters, I will be there. Evan, who's that? Who's speaking?
The Lord
Jesus. That's right. So, second point I have is searching your hearts. What are you doing here? Are you here for refreshment? Are you here for fellowship? Are you here to learn more of Christ? Are you here because your friends are here? There's volleyball. Volleyball is fun. I like volleyball, but that can be part of fellowship. But if that's the whole reason you're here, then we failed. You need to search your hearts. Why are you here? What is your goal here? What is your treasure, so to speak? It says in Matthew 6:19, turn there, 6:19, lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. Don't do that. But then, it doesn't stop there. It tells us what we are to do. It says, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. So if our treasure is on temporal things, things of this world, that's all we got. And this, as we're told, is all going to burn. But if we set our affections, we set our treasures in heaven, we have that eternal blessing. We can pass through life, through those hard times, but we can look ahead at that hope, Christ. Let's see. I'm going to read some verses that I thought of. Some are for encouragement and some are reminders. The first one is in Romans 8:18. My hope is that I don't say anything terribly new to any of you, but simply to remind you. Some things we say, oh, I knew that. It's like when your mom tells you she loves you. You're like, I knew that, but sometimes you need a reminder. So Romans 8, what did I say? 18, thank you. 8:18. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. It's hard to go through a trial, a situation when you don't have something to look forward to, when you don't have a hope, when you don't have that light at the end of the tunnel. It's hard. And one thing, I thought of the rock wall. We're all climbing it and timing ourselves and having fun, but it's kind of like that. We have our goal set, top. We got to get to the top there. And there's some upside on rocks and some hard spots, but we have a goal and we're not concerned with that. We have to overcome that through Christ, not of our own strength, through Christ. And I think we get our focus off and we think, man, how am I going to do this? This situation just came up and, man, I can fix it, but this time I can't. What am I going to do? And I freak out. But that's when we realize I'm relying on myself, my strength, my flesh. And we have to turn back to the Lord and say, Lord, I need to have faith in you, trust you, be dependent on you. And then and only then can we have true peace and joy. Doesn't mean we'll be happy all the time or laughing, but it does mean that we can have that blessed assurance that no matter what befalls us, our Savior cares and He will carry us all the way through. And as a closing verse, I knew I wouldn't make it past 10 minutes, by the way. But as a closing verse, we'll turn to 1 Thessalonians 4:18. Verse 18 says, "Wherefore comfort one another with these words." And that's a segment in the end of the chapter, but we can take it for this instance. It's been amazing to be able to spend time with fellow believers and to really soak in the Lord Jesus and what He's done for us. And we're going to remember Him tomorrow. His death, His life, and His resurrection. That time is special to us because we're remembering the one who we serve, who we live for, who we're going to see. Camp, the remembrance, all of these are times to be able to gather together, strengthen one another, and to look toward our goal. Our goal is Christ, and we get that in, I think it's Philippians. Is that right, Paul? I think I talked about it once with you. Philippians, Christ is our goal. He is our goal. He is our example. He's our strength. What's the fourth one? Life. Christ is our life. If we remember that, and if we really understand it, we will be most joyful. And I pray that we can take that home with us, and I pray it'll be an encouragement to each and every one of you. That's all I had. So let's close in prayer. Our God and our Father, we thank you once again for the freedom we have in the land to come and to gather under the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, to remember Him, to come and have fellowship and play games, Lord, and sing songs and hymns to you. We pray, Lord, that you would strengthen us and encourage us. Help, Lord, our heart and our mind to be refreshed and renewed. Pray, Lord, that as we leave this building that we think on things of you, Lord, and how precious the sacrifice of your Son was, and how glorious the resurrection was as well. We ask now that you would bless the rest of this evening in the name of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.